You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Live from Chicken Town, this is the Flopcast episode 550.
On flopcast.net.
Yes, yes. Hello to Felicity, the mayor of Chickentown.
Hello.
Filling in for Cornflake this week.
Yep. Occasionally it happens that Cornflake has to take a week off, so I was happy to step in.
Glad to have you. Yes, Cornflake will be back next week. We keep the mayor on reserve for just such an occasion when we need you back here on the show.
Sure. Most of the time I'm governing the chickens of Chickentown.
Gotta keep an eye on the chickens.
Yes.
And we're sort of rolling into holiday season now is the general idea for this show, which should be hopefully a very, very short, very stupid show in which nothing happens. This should not take long at all.
All right.
No whatever day.
No whatever day.
We're skipping whatever day. That's Cornflake's thing. So up next we have a concert report.
Concert report.
I went to a concert just last night. Was the return of Letters to Cleo to Boston.
An annual tradition. And I would normally have gone with you, but we got to see Kay Hanley a couple months ago.
Yeah. Kay Hanley, front woman of Letters to Cleo. And Kay did her 20th anniversary of her solo record show back in September, October, something like that.
Yeah, and I love that album.
Yeah, so we went to that. So you're good. You didn't want to have to lurk around the creepy rock club all night.
Yeah, I'm getting too old to stand up all night and be crowded. And
it's an endurance test.
Yeah, it is.
It's pretty ridiculous. Yeah, the Kay Hanley show was at a different venue with tables and chairs. It was civilized.
Yes, we were actually able to sit down.
I was back in the filthy rock clubs last night for Letters to Cleo. Yeah, they started doing this, I think 2016 was the first one of these November weekend before Thanksgiving homecoming shows. I go every year. You've been almost every year.
But you've been to more shows because sometimes you go to two or three nights.
Yeah. Yeah. Like occasionally I've been crazy enough to go to more than one Cleo show. I've gone two, three nights in a row. I'm only doing one this year. I'm not going tonight. As we record, Cleo's playing again tonight. Right. We could still go. It's not too late.
Well, by the time it comes out, it will be too late.
We could go flying into Boston right now from where Cleo, but I don't think we're going to. I'm going to stay here, make a podcast.
Yes.
So I went in for the Cleo show and got right up front. I figure, you know, here I am. Might as well get in early, get right in front of the stupid stage.
Yeah, that's your move.
That's my move. I'm right up front. And it was right up against the stage. Like last year, they had a barricade up, you know, that metal barrier thing.
Yes, I know what you're talking
about. Didn't want to get the people too close to the stage last year. But this year, it's nobody cares anymore. Everybody just crowd in and breathe on everybody else. Including the band. Do whatever you want.
Sure.
So no barrier between the people and the stage. I was in my, you know, big N95 mask all night.
Of course.
I saw, I'm going to say, a total of five people wearing masks in the Paradise Rock Club last night. But, you know, that's how it is. At first, I thought it was just me. And then this couple came up. And I think they were happy to see that I had a mask. And
sure.
They took their spot right next to me. So there was a line of three of us.
The mask people were all congregating in the same area.
Yes. We designated one spot to hopefully be relatively
disease-free.
Yes. So there we were. And opening band comes out. I'd never heard of this band before, but I guess they're relatively big. They've got a following. A band called Thick.
Yeah, you mentioned that to me, and I said, I think they ran out of good band names a long time ago. They're just using words.
Not the greatest band name, I would agree. The band is called Thick. Three girls, you know, all women, kind of a punk rock band. Some of their stuff is a little less punky, a little more melodic, more kind of 90s alt rock sort of sounding.
Mm-hmm.
But they definitely can get rather punkish as well, but it's just, you know, three young women up there, guitar, bass, drums, and off they go. They're Thick. and I enjoyed their set very much.
Oh, good.
Very fun. Yeah, they were cool.
Are they local?
No, they're from Brooklyn.
Okay.
Yeah, Brooklyn band, but they get around. Like, they're pretty big. They tour a lot. I was looking them up, and like, they've played a lot of those big festival shows.
So. Oh, that's nice.
So they're out there, yeah, and I recommend them. So everybody, check out Thick. Want to see girls making punk music.
Yes.
That's what I like.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Kay likes it too. She likes to.
Kay really likes it. In fact, from my vantage point, I could see Kay Hanley just off stage watching them play. But Kay is generally way into the opening bands I've seen.
Yeah. She picks the bands that she really likes, and often they're female-fronted bands.
Yeah, they've had a bunch of great opening acts at these homecoming shows. Mm-hmm. Letters to Cleo, I'm sure most of our listeners probably have heard us whining about Letters to Cleo for years. Here and Now was their hit back in the 90s. Boston band.
They were in the movie 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yes. And then Kay Hanley, the leader of Letters to Cleo, of course, she was also the voice of Josie in Josie and the Pussycats, the singing voice in the movie. We're waiting for Cleo to start, and they put the set list down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's when they scribble out the set list, and then they just rip up hunks of paper. They gaffer tape them to the stage.
Yeah, it's fun to be up close because you can see what's coming up.
Yeah, which I'd rather not. I like to let the show unfold as opposed to studying the set list in advance. But I couldn't help reading some of it because my eyeballs would just fall on it accidentally. And I'd be reading it because it was right in front of me that they taped the set list down right in front of me. And then people were trying to take pictures of the set list around me. Somebody asked if I would take their phone and take a picture of the set list. So I was just, I'm not going to take your phone. So
yeah.
I was just like waving people in. I would step aside.
Yeah.
Come on in to the front. Take your photo of the set list. And about four or five people stepped forward. So there's a bunch of photos of last night's Letters to Cleo set list. And then, of course, at the end of the show, like people want to grab the set list. That's your souvenir. Yeah. Have you done that? Have you made that move? Have you pushed and shoved people out of the way?
I want to say that I've.
At the Eddie Money concert? You went to an Eddie Money concert?
No, it wasn't standing room only. I wasn't up against the stage at that point. I know I've been close enough to grab one with you, and I don't remember if I ever have.
I don't remember seeing you throw some elbows.
I like to throw some elbows, though.
And grab a set list.
Yeah.
I don't recall that. I know I grabbed a Joan Osborne set list once, years and years ago. Like she was back when she was still playing in little clubs.
Yeah. I don't mind seeing the set list when I'm up close.
But although I was right up front, right in front of the set list this time, I was not on the USA mic side of the stage.
Oh, good. So you were not in as much danger as you have been in the past.
I didn't make that mistake again. At a few of these shows, I've been so dangerously close to USA mic because he just sticks his guitar right in my head.
Yeah, he's right up front.
He's just so crazy close to my face with his guitar. If I was over on that side of the stage last night, like my N95 would have just been strumming chords on his guitar, I think. So I was over on the other side. I was on the Greg McKenna rhythm guitarist side of the stage. Much safer over there. Greg doesn't leap around as much. Kay ended up getting right in front of me a couple of times.
Cool.
So she got crazy close. Like it was weird. Like I had to stare straight up.
Yeah.
She was just looming over me, but that's fine because we love Kay. So, just another fine Letters to Cleo show. They did all the regular Cleo classics. They did their Cheap Trick cover, I Want You to Want Me.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, the encore, they like to do something fun and interesting for the encore at these homecoming shows. And this time they brought out their keyboardist, that same lady that plays keyboard, like she was at the Kay Hanley show that we just saw.
Yeah.
They brought her out to do some keyboards on the encore songs, and they brought out a horn section.
That's good.
Yeah.
Always like a horn section.
Suddenly there's a trumpet, there's a sax, and there's a trombone in the back of the stage.
Ooh.
Yes.
Was it La Bamba?
It was probably La Bamba, trombone player from the Conan O'Brien show.
I miss La Bamba.
All he has to do these days is play with Cleo. But yeah, they knocked out about five more Cleo songs for the encore.
Five, wow.
Yes. So super fun show, of course, and off we went. So another wacky night in Boston for Cleo. But now we're rolling into the holidays.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Stupid holidays.
It's so exciting around here.
We've already got the tofurkey. For our Thanksgiving meal.
We have the tofu turkey on reserve, ready to go. Fake turkey here in Chicken Town. We're either going to eat it or pardon it and release it into the wild.
Oh, then I need to get another one if we're going to pardon one of them.
We'll see what
happens.
I only
bought one tofurkey.
Yeah, Thanksgiving festivities are underway. I'm in a charity 5K turkey trot run tomorrow.
Yeah, you're doing more than one run.
I got another one Thanksgiving morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm doing another Thanksgiving turkey trot 5K Thanksgiving morning.
All right, that's when I'll let the tofurkey go free.
That one is called the Gobbler.
Yes.
So that'll be good. I signed up for that one just because it was called the Gobbler.
Yeah, that's silly.
They should release turkeys and let actual turkeys run in these things.
I don't know if turkeys would know what to do. They'd probably run the wrong way.
Know what to do. I would love to run with turkeys.
Yes, I know that you would. Well, you've sort of run with turkeys. You've encountered turkeys on the trail.
Once in a while, bump into a turkey out there in the wild. Very exciting. So I guess I'm going to miss some of the Macy's parade Thanksgiving morning because I'll be at the Gobbler.
Yes.
So I record the parade because, you know, and the parade is so goofy and stupid. And
yes.
I like to record the parade, fast forward through the parade every year, and just watch for weird things.
Yes, weird floats and weird musical numbers and
yes.
Kids shows you've never heard of. And
oh, yeah. Most of the stuff going on in the parade, I don't know what it is.
The Rockettes.
The Rockettes are always there. They're funny. They're kind of scary. All the Broadway numbers. It's
yes.
All just so
yeah.
Crazy. Al Roker's running around.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scene. I actually looked up the Macy's parade just a couple hours ago to see what was going to happen this year in the
Macy's
parade.
Oh, yeah? So they have the plans
you can look
set
up,
already?
Yeah, you can go online and see what's going to be in the parade.
Oh.
And I'm guessing I'm the only person to have ever done that.
Huh. Well, they must have put it online for some reason.
They
I don't think it was just for you.
Just for me, for today's Flopcast. So I looked it up. So of all the musical performers, you know, lip-syncing their way
yes.
through the parade, most of them I didn't even recognize the names of. It must be all those new modern acts that the kids enjoy. The names that looked familiar that stood out to me, Dionne Warwick is going to be in the parade this year.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's great, but, you know, I mean, she's like 80, 82, something like that.
Oh, well, they'll probably be riding on a float.
Well, yeah, they're not going to make her march like the Marines.
Yeah, I know you want her to be carefully preserved so that she can be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
It's just so freezing cold. It can be that morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was in a parade on Thanksgiving Day in New York many years ago, and it was freezing cold.
Yes.
So I hope they bundle up and keep Dionne Warwick comfortable. What do you think she's going to sing? That's what friends are for?
Possibly.
I hope so. I think Cornflake likes Do You Know the Way to San Jose.
Oh, yeah.
That's what she'll be hoping for, the older Bacharach stuff. So Dionne will be there. Gloria Estefan will be there.
Oh, that's interesting.
I haven't seen Gloria Estefan in like 30 years.
You know what? They actually made a Barbie doll of Gloria Estefan this year.
I did not know that.
So maybe she's having some sort of anniversary. Or
she has something going on.
Yeah.
It's Gloria and her daughter and her granddaughter.
Oh.
Apparently they have
wow.
an act together.
Three generations.
Yes.
That's cool.
All Estefans everywhere you look. Paula Abdul will be performing.
Okay. What does she want?
I don't know what Paula's up to.
I think she's on one of those, like, So You Think You Got Talent or So You Think America's Got Talent or So You
yeah.
Think You Can Dance.
I know she used to be. She was on
yeah.
one of those a while ago. I don't know if she still is. I know Cornflake saw her in concert just a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think she was opening for the New Kids on the Block.
Cornflake
yeah. was there. Paula will be there.
Yeah.
Lip syncing, of course. You got to lip sync. Everybody lip syncs in the Macy's parade.
Yeah, come on.
You have no choice. That's just how the parade works. And the other name I saw also lip syncing will be Ziggy Marley.
Oh, that's weird.
And again, nobody's seen Ziggy Marley
I know.
In 30 years.
Yeah.
I used to see Ziggy Marley all the time. By all the time, I mean three times.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
Yeah, well, whenever I'd go to Great Woods, the big outdoor concert venue in
mm-hmm.
these parts, they would always have Ziggy Marley as the opening act for whoever I wanted to see. So
were these like festivals? Or?
I'm no fan of reggae, but I kept seeing Ziggy.
Yeah.
First time I went, the first performer I ever saw at Great Woods was Ziggy Marley.
Wow.
Because he was opening for INXS. That was the first concert I went to, INXS.
Oh, I wish I had seen INXS.
There's Ziggy Marley. Yeah, INXS will not be at the Macy's Parade.
No.
You can look up which balloons will be in the parade.
Cool.
Get advanced balloon information. And again, it's mostly modern kids shows and kids cartoon characters. And
right.
I don't even know who they are. But Snoopy is in it. You know, there's a couple of classics
yes.
sneak in. It's astronaut Snoopy.
Oh.
There have been different versions of Snoopy as a balloon over the years. This is the astronaut Snoopy, which I think they've used before. Baby Yoda is in it.
Yay! I want to see that.
You know, Ronald McDonald, Papa Smurf is there. The Pillsbury Doughboy. I like that one.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think possibly inspired by the Flopcast, because we just did our bear list.
Yeah.
Top 4.5 bears, and there will be a Smokey Bear balloon.
Oh.
Which I'm sure this is not the first year for Smokey Bear, but probably the reason they thought we got to get that Smokey Bear balloon out there again.
Right. He's in the zeitgeist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People are talking. There's a buzz about Smokey Bear because Smokey was on our bear list.
Yes.
Just a couple of weeks ago.
A very important bear.
Yes. So that'll be exciting to see. Smoky. And then, like, they've got some balloons that are just things for no reason. Like, there's a balloon of just giant pumpkins, and then there's a balloon of an acorn.
Weird. They should have, like, a squirrel chasing the acorn or
something. That'd be great, but it's just an acorn.
That's boring.
It's a giant acorn.
Just a fall-themed thing.
I guess, and it's just labeled giant acorn.
Okay.
With the fun fact that they have on the website is that you could fit 15 million real acorns inside the giant acorn balloon.
Wow. Somebody did that calculation.
Some hero stepped forward and did that math, or possibly actually stuffed the balloon with 15 million acorns, then they had to dump them all out.
Yeah.
Now that I've read all about it, I'm very excited about the giant acorn.
Yeah, yeah. I think the giant acorn is going to be the star of this year's parade.
I'll be watching for that. Hopefully, they'll actually show it on TV. Like, I wonder if there are balloons that...
Oh, yeah. Even they're so boring.
Yeah, yeah. Al Roker vetoes it. He's like, no, I'm not going to talk about an acorn. Moving on. Where's Ziggy Marley?
Well, maybe we could invite the squirrels in to watch the parade with us, because they would be excited about the acorn.
That's a good idea. Let them inside for the holiday. There's also a list of the floats in the parade. So I went through the list of floats. Most of them are stupid, of course. By most of them, I mean all of them. But the ones I made a note of, well, there's a Sesame Street float every year.
Yeah.
Hey, I used to like watching the Sesame Street float because you'd see they still had most of the original cast was still there. And I would watch them every year and I'd be freaked out over how old they were.
Yes. Bob and Luis. And,
yeah, because I remember Bob from 45 years ago.
Sure.
And now Bob looks like the Crypt Keeper.
I don't think he looks that bad.
There's a Jolly Green Giant float this year.
Oh, I wonder what that's about.
I guess it just means that company put up a few bucks.
Oh, sure.
It's all just...
Yeah, sponsored.
Yeah, it's all sponsors and advertising. And,
yeah.
And be sure to watch NBC.
And everybody. Macy's.
And shop at Macy's. Jolly Green Giant. I like the Jolly Green Giant because I like big, goofy characters like that. We had the Jolly Green Giant on one of our 4.5 lists a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
But what I noticed, though, is they're just calling him the Green Giant. There was no Jolly on the website anyway.
Weird.
So have they intentionally removed the word Jolly from the Giant?
Oh, more research is warranted, I think.
Is the Giant just simply not jolly anymore?
Maybe
just
not.
Just bitter and sad?
He's a giant vegetable.
He has every reason to be miserable. Can we blame him for de-jollifying over the last few years? I think not. So the no longer jolly Green Giant will be on a parade float. This one surprised me as well. I didn't know about this. I just thought it was interesting. There's a Little Nemo in Slumberland float.
Huh.
Little Nemo in Slumberland was a comic strip in early 20th century.
Yeah.
About a little kid would have a dream, and the whole strip would be this big, weird dream the kid's having. Then you see him in his bed in the last panel. It was like a big full-page Sunday strip back in the day by Winsor McKay, beautifully drawn, considered one of the all-time great comic strips. But apparently there's a new Netflix movie of Little Nemo in Slumberland. So that must be why there's a Slumberland float this year.
I guess so.
So I like that. The weirdest one that I saw on the list was something called the Wonder Ship. And it's a ship, like a big sailing ship, but it's all Wonder Bread themed.
Oh.
It's all decorated in like the red and blue dots, like Wonder Bread
packaging. Pretty weird.
So it's the Wonder Ship, and it says more than 900 foam slices of Wonder Bread will rise into the sky from the float.
What?
They're going to be launching
foam pieces?
Giant fake foam hunks of bread.
Why?
Into the sky. Into Manhattan. Yeah.
I don't get it.
So I'm looking forward to that.
That's going to be a disaster.
The whole thing's going to be a huge disaster, but yeah. That's all I have to look forward to for the holidays. And so there's your Flopcast Macy's Parade preview.
Oh, you know something I saw recently that made me think of you and your Thanksgiving appearance?
My TV appearance the 90s on the FX network, Juggling Spam?
Yes, I saw a picture online of a figgy pudding flavored Spam for the holidays.
Oh, that's bizarre and disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, it's not something that we would eat, but I thought it was interesting because you're obsessed with figgy pudding.
Is there a tofu version of the figgy pudding Spam?
Oh, I bet not. Why would you make tofu Spam?
We're gonna pardon it. That's everything we know about the holidays. A couple of quick plugs, and then we'll just end this little goofy fill-in show. I don't think I plugged this previously. Maybe I did. I can't remember. But the latest episode of Earth Station DCU Classics is out. It's episode 7. That's me and Drew, discussing old DC comic stuff.
Yes.
The year that we're covering is 1979. So Drew is talking about the World of Krypton miniseries, the very first comic book miniseries, all about Superman's father on Krypton, Jor-El. And my topic, of course, since it's 1979, I talked about Legends of the Superheroes, that wonderful TV special that we all love.
Yeah, you're really kind of locked into it. You're an expert on that.
Legends of the Superheroes has become my life's work. I thought it was the Star Wars holiday special.
I was just going to say, for a while, it was Star Wars holiday special was your kind of area of expertise.
What a 1-2 punch that was on the people. In 1978, we got the holiday special. 79, Legends of the Superheroes. I love them both. Talking about Legends again on Earth Station DCU Classics. To hear that show, you got to sign up for ESO Network Patreon.
So yes.
Please do that. Support our humble little podcast network and enjoy some goofy DC Comics stuff and lots of other bonus shows and stuff as well. The other plug we have today is for the Batcave podcast, where I occasionally go on to join your regular host, John. And, you know, John has me on to talk about Electra Woman and Dinah Girl.
And this is the series finale, right?
We finally reached the last episode. They made 8 episodes of Electra Woman back in the 70s, and it's taken us a few years to get through.
Yeah, I was looking back on our guest spots page, and the first one was quite a few years ago.
Yeah, well, the last episode of Electra Woman from the 70s, we are discussing in excruciating detail on the Batcave podcast. We'll have links to that. This was Return of the Pharaoh.
Right, they recycled, even though they only had 8 episodes, they had to recycle a couple of villains.
They made 8 episodes, we only got 6 villains.
That's a shame.
2 of them they used twice, but it's fine. It's a great, weird, silly show, and we discuss it. Check out the Batcave podcast. I think that's all the plugging I had for this show, so you know what? Let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Can you do the cornflake part?
Sure, I can. We are at flopcast.net. That's where you can see all of our show notes. You can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/flopcast. We are on Twitter at flopcast and Instagram, @_flopcast. And music for the Flopcast is composed and performed by the Sponge Awareness Foundation.
Sponge Awareness. People don't remember. We were a reggae band. The full name was the Sponge Awareness Foundation and the Melody Makers. Uh-huh. That is true. Mayor of Chickentown, thanks for filling in for Cornflake, who was suddenly unavailable this week, but she will be back next week for more Flopcast silliness.
Okay.
Everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. And of course, please be kind, be safe, be silly, be festive. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
What will you do when your child asks?
What were Saturday morning cartoons?
What were Saturday morning cartoons? What's wrong with you?
Or will you handle it the right way?
Sit down, baby girl. Let me introduce you to my friend, Mark McCrae.
Join Dan Klink and I on the Best Saturdays of Our Lives podcast as we take a unique behind-the-scenes look at the history and dynamics of animation with plenty of laughs along the way.
The Best Saturdays of Our Lives podcast is a proud member of the ESO Network.
This is the secret after show, and the mayor of Chickentown is still here. Hello?
Yeah, it always feels, kind of special to be on the Secret After Show.
It's special. It's inappropriate. It's probably illegal. I don't think you're supposed to have a Secret After Show on your podcast.
I think of it like the secret, you know, secret hidden tracks on an album or a CD that aren't on the track listing.
Yeah, the old hidden CD tracks. Yes. I miss those. But speaking of CDs, that's actually the subject of our Secret After Show. What I didn't mention during the regular show is that the opening band at the Letters to Cleo show, Thick.
Yeah?
When the whole show was over and Cleo got off the stage, I wandered over to the merch table.
Yeah.
And I met the ladies of Thick. They were hanging out over there. They were cool. And so I bought their CD.
That's nice.
Their newest CD just came out this year from Thick. The record is called Happy Now. But I saved it for the after show because I'm not sure it's appropriate for the regular show.
Oh, okay. Some of the song titles are a little...
Song titles are fine.
Oh.
I've listened to most of the record. It's great. I prefer the sound of the CD even more than the live version.
Okay.
The mix might have been a little rough from where I was stationed last night for Thick. I enjoyed their live show, but I think I like the songs better on CD. So it sounds good. I do recommend Happy Now, the new CD from Thick.
Uh-huh.
But... you got to see the cover on this thing.
Okay.
Is the, what was interesting.
Oh, yeah, that's not appropriate for anyone, really. Should I describe it?
This is what the mayor is looking at is on the cover is a topless woman kind of laying across a kitchen countertop, I think.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
And her boob is covered by a fried egg.
Yeah.
That's the cover of the the Thick record,
yeah.
Which I do recommend. What do you suppose that's about? I don't know what this means.
I do not know. On the back, there's just a pan on a stove with a fried egg in it.
What I was thinking is, if this record had been released by, Poison, people would be, look at those creeps.
Yeah.
Look what they...
pervs.
Yeah.
Egg pervs.
It's a girl band. They can do whatever they want.
Well,
and,
sure.
And of course. And look what they did.
Yeah. I wonder what their other albums look like.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.